I'm Erica G, Director of Education at the Angel Island Immigration Station Foundation.
And what are we going to do next?
And we're going to go inside the barracks building, and we'll take a look at the where the immigrants were held, and then also see the poetry on the walls.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go.
So none of these stairs are original. The gate up here used to lead to a covered walkway, and it would go directly to the mess hall. And so these new stairs are for access now. But the covered walkway burned down and will be recreated in the new restoration project. And so we'll give a better sense of what the immigrants went through by recreating that experience. And essentially with the covered walkway is that once immigrants went inside the administration building, they pretty much didn't go outside again, only to the recreation yard. And so most of the time they really were inside and they didn't really have free access outside. Okay, thanks, Darcy.
Okay, I'll be back at one.
Thanks.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
And we can go up here now?
Yeah. Where's this is our sign. With the
okay.
Actually, we'll come out this way.
All right.
Here. But Ping can read this as well.
Yeah, Ping, come in here, please.
But this is our best example of a poem, and we think that what happened here is that in most of our cases of poetry on the walls...
Okay, hold on, Erica. Just hold on. I want you to read this. Just let her introduce it.
Which one?
Right here. It's one of the poetry.
Do you want to...
Oh, you can hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, or ask let her.
Oh. 目叩留几十天，所应莫列自牵连。可惜英雄无用武，只听应来大主编。从今远别辞楼中，各位乡君众欢同。莫道其间皆稀事，色尘一且变如龙。
So there are actually two separate poems, but we think this is the best visual example of poetry here. And one of the reasons why this one is a great example is that typically what would happen is that the immigration officials would see what they thought was graffiti on the walls, and then they would cover them with putty, and then they would repaint over it. And so this is a case where for some reason or not, this poem didn't receive the putty treatment, and you can actually see the wood carving into the walls.
Do you mind reading this in the English, the translation?
Good. So the poem reads, detained in this wooden house for several tens of days, it is all because of the Mexican exclusion law which implicates me. It is a pity heroes have no way of exercising their prowess. I can only await the word so that I can snap Zeus' whip. And then the second poem reads, from now on, I'm departing from this building. All of my fellow villagers are rejoicing with me. Don't say that everything within is a Western style. Even if it's built of jade, it is turned into a cage.
Anything else in here?
No, that was it, unless you want.
Okay.
Or.
You don't really need the bathroom. Huh? She wants to film the bathroom, but you don't need it.
All people are coming.
Yeah.
Let's go with the main. She can join us in the main room. It's just.
Is that where they're going to go?
The main floor will only be in this room.
Okay.
And we've closed access
right,
to the other rooms. So we have former detainees who come in here and say, oh, I remember, you know, I was in this area, in this bunk. And in this area, we have noted that the carvings isn't as good as the other places in the walls. And based on, you know, Dale and some other former detainees, we think this is where all the young accompanied boys, teenage boys traveling without their fathers, traveling without their mothers, might have been put. And so in this area, we see more carvings that, you know, aren't quite as good as the other places. And then we also see little pictures on the walls as well. So.
You want to hold this, or Erica, do you want this?
So we use the flashlight to often help actually illuminate the poetry here. I'm not very good at illuminating the poetry, but the other volunteers are really good at sort of highlighting it. And it's really kind of an amazing experience for people who are looking at a wall and suddenly shine light on it, and then, you know, this poetry or words emerge. So there are drawings on this wall, and we think for this area in particular, this is the area where young boys who were maybe 10 to 14 to 15, and they were accompanied without their parents, and so we think that this is where kind of teenage boys were held. And the poetry on this wall, or if it's poetry, it's not as good as, you know, some of the areas in other walls. And there's also little drawings, like, I can't find it, but there are little faces as well as a little house. And then there are a couple words, like, for example, this is Gold Mountain right here, Gumsan.
Do you read Cantonese in Cantonese?
No.
Okay. Just wondering. I think it's that top button. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's probably why they.
Maybe that's
it.
Why they took
the battery out.
But does it work? Yeah, I can take the batteries out.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of his writings are not really poetry. They're just random writing, like kids trying to learn how to write. You know? Or after a while, they just got so bored, just start writing things on the wall. Any letters that they know.
It's more organized.
It didn't look like it was something.
You know how little kids, when they learn ABC,
mm-hmm.
they see a wall, they just write ABC. What about it?
Mm-hmm. What about here? That seems like
something more organized.
Yeah.
Right there. It's also higher, too.
Jinxia, Renjie, whatever. It's kind of, they cover too much, but it's about people. Something about human and something. It's hard to read because the paints cover most of it.
Well, that's something
yeah.
Michael, you should talk to Charles Egan about
yeah.
and have him out here trying to read, you know, some of it.
So one of the things that the poetry scholars did is that we, with our poetry research, we had conservationists and, you know, architectural historians, and we went through and photographed every inch of this wall with, you know, huge lights, raking lights, so that we were able to give them a really good image. And so the poetry scholars took these large images, were able to identify the poems, and based on the Book of Island, in Island, which was based on these manuscripts, taking, okay, this is poem 32, and this is where it's on the wall. And there are also poems that we know that were written on the walls that we can't see here. And then there's also some other writing that we see on the walls that weren't in Island. So for our interpretation, we now know where the poems are. And with our new sort of exhibitions, we'll highlight different poems and try to give visitors a sense of the different writings, the styles, you know, very educated, high-class kind of scholarly poems, as well as, you know, the poems of people who didn't have as much education. Over here, we have an example of what the immigrants first might have done, which was to ink the poetry or ink words onto the walls and then have somebody else carve them. And what we think is that the people who wrote on the walls weren't necessarily the people that carved the poetry, because there might have been people who were trained as wood carvers, and that this was a collaborative process that people who were specially trained in wood carving would actually do the carving onto the walls. Hey, are you going to start leading your tour?
Yes.
Okay. We'll come down and follow the tour. Oh, and let me introduce you. This is Casey.
Hi.
This is Dime, Michael,
Mia.
Mia and